The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benoff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, last night I had a wonderful dream. I'm a dream that we was all together again living in Italy, and the best part of all, Italy was a living in America. In my dream, Mamma Mia, you was a kept asking me how I'm a feel. I shouldn't have buttoned up and a good to put on a good a new sweater and to keep it warm. And I says, no, no, I'm a plenty hot. Then I'm a woke up in the morning, a blanket was on the floor, and you was right, I'm almost a frozen to death. But then, Mamma Mia, you was always right. I remember when I was little bambino, maybe 6 years old, and I'm got so mad with you, I'm a decide to run away from our home in Castle Mari. You was a packing me up a nice lunch basket, give me some extra clothes, put some money in my pocket, and kiss me, and you was acting so nice to say a goodbye, I'm a decide to stay home. Then remember when I was about 12 years old, and I was told you I'm gonna marry Maria, the girl from the next farm. You didn't say no. You didn't holler. You didn't laugh. You just said, good luck, my son. And Amma got the mumps. Maria's got the middles. Mrs. There was no wedding that week. Oh, there's so many nice things to remember, Mamma Mia. Especially the little song you was always used to sing it to me. That song was for everything. When I was sad, when I was a happy, sleepy, grouchy, everything. La 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 la. I'm just singing the song to myself, Mamma Mia, and it's making me feel so sad. If I was living in the Arctic Ocean, I would have started to swim home. Well, it's a time now for me to go to my night school, but I don't know how I'm going to stop thinking about Castellamare.
Quiet, lads, please. House call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson? Yeah. Mr. Schultz?
He was drafted.
Mr. Schultz, don't be silly. You're too old for military service.
Louder, Miss Paulding. I want my draft board to hear that. Ach, my, Miss Paulding, I was only joking. Anytime Uncle Sam wants Schultz, he can be stuck with it.
All right, Mr. Schultz, now let's get on with our lesson. Today we are studying the economic geography of America. Who will tell us some of the main agricultural areas? Mr. Howitz?
Right. Lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, and scallions.
Mr. Howitz, I'm not asking you to guess. Goodness, we're way behind our schedule. Now, Mr. Olson, you better tell them.
Yeah. Oh. Agriculturally, the United States has a cotton belt, a corn belt, and a wheat belt.
Himmel, with all those belts, we should change the name of the country to Hickok.
Mr. Schultz, that will be enough out of you. Mr. Basco, name one state in the cotton belt.
Castellamare.
What? Mr. Basco, you must be daydreaming.
Daydreaming in night school? Luigi must be on Chinese standard time.
Hello, Miss Pauling. Castellamare is a little town. It's got a few farms, some chickens, some goats. And lots of wonderful people.
Mr. Basco, are you trying to be funny?
Funny?
Miss Folding, Castellamare is where Luigi was born.
That's right. I dreamed all about my town last night, Miss Spaulding, and about my mama. Ah, you should have seen how beautiful she looked.
Well, I'm sure she did, Mr. Bastow, but now let's get on.
Miss Spaulding, you want to see some pictures of her?
Mr. Bastow, will you please try to concentrate on your work? We have a certain amount of material to cover, and if we are constantly annoyed by personal interruptions, we won't accomplish anything. Do you understand?
There's nobody you know more.
After all, you're old enough to realize that there's a place for general conversation and a place for learning.
I'm sorry, Miss Spaulding. I'm sorry.
All right. Show me your mother's picture.
Ooh, that Luigi. In his own quiet way, he catches a honey with honey.
Here, Miss Spaulding, I'm going to show you. See? Look. Isn't she beautiful?
Mr. Bastow, isn't she beautiful?
I'm asking you first.
May I see Miss Spaulding? Thank you. My, that's a fine-looking woman. You got her eyes and her nose, Luigi.
That's right. I was used to have her accent, too, but since I'm come to America, I'm lost to that.
Jiminy, Luigi, I haven't seen you like this in a long time. Can it be that you are home?
Maybe. Just a little bit, also.
Well, that's only natural. Mom and friends go, but a mama is always a mama. You know something? No matter how far you go away from her, no matter what you do, if you're right or if you're wrong, your mama still loves you just the same.
Oh, if I was Morton Downey now, would I let out a Mother McCree? Smile, Luigi. Someday you'll make a lot of money and you'll take a trip back home to see your mama.
I remember the wonderful song she's always singing to me. La 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 la.
That's nice. When I was a little baby, my mama used to sing a song to me called Hase a Bibla. That's all wrong, according to modern psychology. The infant should be taught that sleep is a human necessity. And he should not have to be wooed to slumber by the crooning of a loony tune.
Oh, and your mama probably put you to sleep with a baseball bat.
George, I don't think that's so funny.
All right, quiet. Tabasco.
Yes, Miss Farley?
What was the name of that town you were born in?
Castellamare.
Castellamare. You know, I read that name somewhere in today's paper. Let me see if I can find it. Ah, here in the music section. I'll read it to you. Music note. Jacob Gimple, noted concert pianist, has just returned from a highly successful series of appearances abroad. In Italy, he played before cheering audiences at Rome, Naples, Venice, and Castellamare.
Castellamare?
And here's the advertisement. Jacob Gimple, 8:30 tomorrow night, the Chicago Opera House.
Castellamare? Mamma mia, I'm gonna talk to him. Does anybody know where this Mr. Gimple lives?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Now, why should anybody know, Luigi? After all, does Gimple tell Maisies?
That was a terrible joke.
Come on, we got a fight for the town. And if he's a play there, my mom is went to see him. And if she's went to see him, then she's a give him something to give to me.
Would you be surprised if this Gimple brought you Uncle Pietro's goat?
Well, it's just I'm going to know what she's to give him, but I'm sure it's something.
You mustn't expect miracles, Luigi. You know, after all, there would be quite the coincidence.
No, but if she's to give him something to give me, I'm a spirit. Miss Spaulding, you mind if I'm a kick this piece of paper?
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, thank you. Now, please excuse me, Miss Spaulding. I'm going to run this quick and find this to Mr. Gimple. Goodbye.
Poor Luigi. I think he's in for a big disappointment.
Poor Gimple. By the time Luigi gets through with him, he's going to wish he never left Italy.
Hello? Hello, operator. I want information.
This is information. What did you want, sir?
Information. Where am I going to find Mr. Gimple?
First name, please.
Luigi.
Luigi Gimple?
No, Luigi Bosco.
Did you wish the telephone number of Luigi Bosco, sir?
What for? Then I'm going to be talking to myself. Please, operator, I'm going to talk to Mr. Gimple.
Yes, and the first name, please.
Luigi.
Luigi Gimple?
Mamma mia, we started America all over again.
Sir, what is Mr. Gimple's first name?
The first... Oh, excuse me. Wait, let me see the paper. Oh, first the name is Jacob.
Just a moment, sir. I'm sorry, sir. There is no Jacob Gimble listed in the Chicago directory.
Poor fellow, maybe he's not going to afford the telephone. I look at his information. Maybe he's just coming to visit in Chicago. Is this possible?
I'm sorry, sir. We do not give out that information.
Mama. Well, never mind. Thank you. I'm going to find out something like that. I'm going to find him when we get there. If only I was to have some big brain to help me.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Oh, Pasquale, I'm going to get the most wonderful news.
Sure.
A big piano player has come back from Italy. He's played in Castellamare. And I know he's brought to me something from my mom.
Why? Told you?
No, no, but I know. I can feel it inside. You ever have the feeling in your mind that you know he's a soul?
Sure, sure. That's what they call a mental celebrity.
Yeah, that's right. Brother Pasquale, here, come and look at this paper. I'm going to get it from his father. Go ahead, see. Look, go ahead, please.
All right. I believe you. He's here. So what?
Yeah, but then you see, Pasquale, if my mama knew he's coming to Chicago next, she would have given me something to give it to me.
What makes you so sure?
Pasquale, last night I dreamed of a home and a mama. And today I'm feeling all empty inside.
You poor little pumpkin head. You know, Luigi, what your heart is really crying out for is a trip back home.
Yes, you're so right. To go back to home and hear my mama sing. La, 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 la.
Oh, stop. La, stop. La, you're breaking my heart in itsy bitsy pieces. Luigi, I tell you what. I'm going to finance you on a boat trip to Italy.
You're going to finance... Oh, Pasquale, that's something from heaven. You're going to give me the money?
That's right, the little banana nose.
Oh, Pasquale, how am I going to ever thank you?
It's easy. I do you a favor, now I worry you should do me a favor.
Oh, sure, Pasquale. What the favor you want I should do for you?
Oh, it's nothing much, Luigi. When you sail back at the Castellamare and the Queen Mary, I want you should give some little present to your mama from me to her.
I'm happy to. What a present you want, I'm sure to bring her.
A daughter-in-law.
You mean Russia?
I don't mean the Queen of Mary.
They both wear the same thing.
Don't be so smart. Now look, Luigi, I'm offering you a square deal.
But square, Russia is the roundest square deal I've ever saw.
All right, Mr. Wiseacre. The way you're making the money in America, you're going to see your mama only if they build a subway to Italy. The way the passes are going up, you won't even be able to afford that.
Yes, buddy, I'm got to find this again for talk with him.
Oh, stop acting like such a dope, Luigi. You ask a Gimple if he's to bring a present from your mama in Italy, you know what he's going to say?
What?
He's going to say, what do you think I am, a carrier pigeon?
No, Pasquale, you make fun of me, but I'm still going to find this to Mr. Gimple.
All right, Mr. Stubborn, had to go. Find the Gimple, insult him, then let his musicians' union take steps against you.
Against me?
That's right, Luigi, for insulting a musician is the worst of punishment there is. They send you away for life to join the CPA.
CPA? Pasquale, that's a certified public accountant.
That's the one you take. You're going to spend the rest of your life in the Caesar Petrillo's army.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that will make your daily work a little easier and more enjoyable. Chew refreshing Wrigley Spearmint Gum while you work. You see, chewing on a good smooth piece of Wrigley Spearmint Gum just naturally helps you keep feeling right. It helps relieve that feeling of tension and pressure, gives you comfort, satisfaction. Then too, Wrigley Spearmint Gum has a lively, long-lasting, real spearmint flavor that freshens your mouth and help keep your throat moist. Yes, friends, that little stick of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum can be a real help to you while you're working. Try it and see for yourself. Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum on the job and see how the pleasant chewing makes your work go smoother and easier. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, I'm just to spend 2 more hours trying to find out where this Jekyll Gimple is live. I'm going to call up every hotel in Chicago, but no Gimple. When I'm told it's for Schultz, he says Gimple must be sleeping in his piano. And then my friends, they all look at me like I'm a crazy Mamma Mia, but summertime is the heart is smarter than a head. It's more than 3 years since I'm said the goodbye to you, and I'm getting something from you now, from somebody who's spoke to you in the last few days. That's almost like a touching of you, Mamma Mia. Oh, wait, somebody's coming.
Well, Luigi, my fellow boobies, how did you make out? Did you find Gimple yet?
No, Schultz. I'm told you on a telephone I'm tried every hotel.
But there's only one possibility left. Ach, no, that's crazy. He would have no room for his piano there.
Where is Schultz?
The steam room at the YMCA. Ach, my Luigi, we gotta find this Gimple, even if he's living inside a jukebox. No, wait, Luigi, wait. Into my head, an idea just poofed.
What? Schultz?
The newspaper said Gimple's giving a concert tonight at the Chicago Opera House.
Hmm? Oh, Schultz, I'm sure about this before, but he's gonna be too busy there.
So what? In America, if you want to get something done, you got to grab the bull by the horns.
Hello, folks.
We talk of the bull and the bull thrower shows up.
Don't get so smart, Mr. Delicatessen man. What are you doing, Luigi? You getting the bad advice from a good troublemaker?
No, Pascal, he's a good advisor. I sure see you right. I'm gonna go to the concert tonight and talk to Mr. Gimple at that.
What? Luigi, for you, that would be the greatest catastrophe.
Why?
How's it gonna look? The Gimple sitting there playing some beautiful sympathy. The audience is getting nice and drowsy. Suddenly Luigi jumps up and he yells out, stop for the music, how's my mama?
No, Pascal, that's not the truth. Before you told me if I'm insult a piano player, all of Petrini's armor is going to make me join the Seasons of Musicians Union.
He tried to get you for shimmers.
Chuck, do like I say, Luigi. Go downtown, buy yourself a ticket.
Wait. All right, Luigi. I confess. I did try to get you for shimmers. Because I was afraid if you go home, you'd forget the Rosa. But look, I'm willing to make up. And if there's any tickets to be bought, Pasquale's gonna do the buying.
You, Pasquale? There's gotta be a catch someplace. But a ticket is a ticket. Just make sure it's for the concert and not for parking overtime.
Don't worry. If I give her my word, I give it.
But the trouble is nobody dates her. Don't fight her. I'm feeling so excited now. What do you think of my mom is sent to me, huh? Maybe one of her shows, huh? Or maybe her latest picture.
Ah, you really miss her, huh, Luigi?
Oh, yes, sure.
Look, Luigi, promise me one thing.
What?
Don't be too disappointed if this Gimple maybe didn't see your mom in Castellamare. She didn't send you anything.
Pasquale, that's impossible.
Well, I said maybe.
Is there no maybe, Pasquale? And I don't say that.
All right. Stop yelling at me. I'm not your father-in-law yet, you know. Come on, Luigi.
Hey, we gotta go up a higher yet, the bus guy?
That's not so far back. Stop complaining.
Not so far back. Pasquale, from here, the piano looks like a harmonica.
All right. Here's the seat.
Oh, what a big surprise. Look, who's a coming, Luigi?
Who? Oh, Mamma Mia, it's Rosa.
Rosa! Over here, Rosa! Yes? My little Mario Lanza. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa. I'm a trap. There was a catch.
No, Luigi. Rosa, how come you happen to have an extra seat for Luigi?
Oh, don't you remember, Papa? You bought it for me.
Oh, shut up, you fish. Come on, sit down, everybody.
Papa, this seat is tight.
Well, take a short breath. It's going to feel looser.
All right.
Hey, look. Mr. Gimple, he's coming on stage.
stuck. I'm stuck, too.
Ask me, please, rush it. He's going to start the contract now.
All right, all right.
I still think you crazy going back to the stage like this. He's never even going to talk.
No, come on, Pasquale, before he's go home.
Hey, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
Please, Mr. Stage Door, man. We want to see Mr. Gimpin.
You know you?
No, but when he's to see me, he's going to be very happy.
I'm sorry I can't let you in. Go right through.
Thank you.
No, please, you got to let me in, you got
to. Oh, Luigi, stop. People is to think you got a pomade poisoner from the concert.
What's the matter here?
Please. Mr. Gimple is a garrison. Maybe you can help him.
Well, I'm his manager, but you can't see him now.
Why not?
And he's dressing.
That's all right. Tell him I'm not going to look. Tell him that
please, Mr.
No, Basto. Luigi Basto. He's to see my mom in the Castellamare.
What?
Oh, come on, Luigi. It's no you.
Castellamare. Oh, yes, Mr. Gimple played there.
Oh, see, you remember. Well, please, Mr. Manager, I'm going to see Mr. Gimple because I know he's... He's got the something from my mama that she's the one who gave it to me.
He did? Well, do you know what it was? A book? Gift?
No. I mean, no.
Well,
you know?
I'm sorry, my friend. Look, I've been with Mr. Gimple every minute since he stepped off that plane. Unpacked his luggage, had his clothes pressed. Certainly, I would have seen him carry something for you, even if it was only a note. He had nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Luigi, it's no use of repeating the 5 times of nothing. It don't make a something.
Well, I've got to go in. Mr. Gimple must be waiting for me.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr.
Basco, Luigi Basco.
Just a minute. Did I hear the name Luigi Basco?
Yeah, Mr. Gimple. Yeah, that's me, Luigi Basco.
Come inside, my friend. I was going to look you up after the concert.
Oh, you don't have to. I'm here. Come in. We heard your concert, Mr. Gimple. It was a beautiful.
Yes, especially that Moonlight of Sinatra. You know something? I could even enjoy that in the daytime.
I saw your mother in Castellamare.
You did it. You saw my mom. Oh, how wonderful. How marvelous.
That's the way Mr. Kimball is liable to kiss you.
It's all right. That's exactly how she felt when she talked about you, Luigi.
Oh, she would feel all right. Everything is good.
Fine. Fine.
Mr. Kimball, tell me. My mama, she's give you something for me?
Why, yes. Of course she did.
Hey, Pascal, you hear that? She's giving me something. Souvenir remembrance. What is it, Mr. Gimple? Where is it?
Come here, Mr. Buck. Over to the piano.
Don't tell me she said a piano. That Marshall of plans are getting bigger all the time.
The piano?
Yes. Here's what she asked me to bring.
Mamma mia, what the... La 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 la.
That's your song.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mr. Gimple. You brought to me the most wonderful present in all the world.
I was very happy to be with you. Goodbye, Mr. Buckstone. Bye.
Goodbye. Excuse me, Pascal. I'm gonna hardly talk.
Luigi, stop. I'm not gonna talk for myself.
Yeah. Same thing I had the song.
What a song? Who's a crying about a song?
Then why are you crying?
I'm a crying about a roaster. She's still up there stuck in a sea.
Well, mamma mia. Today you was to give me one of the biggest of pleasures since I'm come to America. And I'm not lonesome no more. In fact, after Mr. Gimple's concert, I'm felt so good, I'm even helped the Pasquale. Oh, yes, sir. We was to finally get a roaster out of the seat. By we, I mean me, Pasquale, and a hook and a lot of company 93.
The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. And our special thanks to Mr. Jacob Gimple for pausing on his concert tour to spend the evening with us. Luigi's song was composed by Fred Steiner. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Ryan. This is CBS Radio Network.